You know, we always hear about bringing our whole selves to work these days.
Yeah.
But it really makes you wonder, right? Like, where's the line?
Yeah.
Especially with our online lives kind of bleeding into everything. And that's exactly what today's deep dive is all about, this LinkedIn post that, well, let's just say it sparked a bit of a controversy in the tech world.
Definitely.
It started out innocently enough, you know, someone just sharing about their company culture.
Right.
But then things took a turn, and not in a good way.
And it really highlights some of those underlying tensions that seem to always be simmering just below the surface in the tech industry, especially between, you know, programmers and HR.
Yeah, and it got very real, very fast.
Oh, yeah. And it all started with this IT talent partner, Julia Skirtipek, over at a company called U2Y.
Julie makes this LinkedIn post, right? Totally standard stuff, you know, just trying to show off her company's culture. Talking about things like team lunches, structured interviews, the usual. Oh, and she even mentioned they have an office dog.
Right.
Seems pretty harmless, wouldn't you say?
On the surface, absolutely. It's all about context, though, isn't it? What flies in one space can crash and burn in another. And in this case, Julia's post, it ended up on this Facebook group, Problemy Polski Brenu IT, which basically translates to Problems of the Polish IT Industry.
So we're not talking about some tiny little corner of the internet here.
Oh, no, not at all. This group, it's huge, over 80,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's known for being, well, let's just say people aren't shy about sharing their frustrations with the Polish IT industry.
Right.
And the sense of humor can get a little, shall we say, dark.
Yeah. And let's just say Julia's post did not go over well there.
No, not at all. It kind of blew up in her face.
To put it mildly.
Yes, to put it mildly. See, this group, they have a bit of a reputation. They're known for being, well, very critical, especially when it comes to HR departments.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, well, suspicion towards HR in certain programming circles.
Interesting. So I guess it's not that surprising things got a little heated.
Heated might be an understatement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It got intense. I mean, really, truly intense.
Wow. So what were people saying exactly?
Well, let me tell you, it went way beyond a few snarky comments.
Yeah.
People were leaving hateful messages, and not just on the Facebook post itself.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They were sending Julia private messages, too, across all sorts of platforms. Some even threatened to blacklist her and the company. Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Wow. That's awful. So we've got Julia's LinkedIn post, right? Totally normal, even kind of bland.
Right.
But then it ends up in this Problemy Polski Brand New IT group, and kaboom.
Yeah, it's like tossing a match into, well, you know, you.
Exactly.
And to really get why people went nuclear, we've got to go to the source of those comments.
Right, let's get into it. And just a heads up for our listeners, some of these comments, they're rough.
Yeah, not going to sugarcoat it.
Like, there's this one comment basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, that the only thing HR is good for is bringing in the breakfast trays during onboarding.
Ouch.
I know, right? Like, it's the best you got.
I think that one, it speaks to a bigger issue, honestly. You see this attitude a lot with certain types of programmers. It's like this deep-seated frustration with HR. Yeah, it's like they see HR as so out of touch with what it's actually like to, you know, code all day, solve problems.
Like that Brexit comment was a personal attack.
Exactly. And it gets worse.
Oh, no.
There were others complaining about, get this, being forced to socialize during lunch.
Seriously?
Dead serious. Like, it's some kind of human rights violation to have lunch with your coworkers.
Some people, I swear.
Right. And you hit on something earlier. It's this whole need for, like, autonomy, you know?
Oh, great.
Control over their environment.
Yeah, like their work-life balance is sacred.
Exactly. Which, hey, I get it to a point, but it can go too far, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's like they saw Julia's post and it just like triggered all these feelings about corporate BS, even though she wasn't even doing anything wrong.
Precisely. It's the symbolism, right? Plus, we got to remember, it's the internet. Nuance goes out the window.
Oh, 100%.
Hmm.
Like maybe some of those comments were meant to be funny, just dark humor gone wrong.
Maybe. But even then, intention only gets you so far, right?
Yeah. And this went way past a few jokes. I mean, threatening to blacklist someone. Come on.
Yeah, that's just straight up bullying. And unfortunately, it's not that uncommon.
It's like the internet brings out the worst in some people.
It really does. It's like all sense of decorum, of human decency, it just vanishes. But here's the interesting thing. It wasn't all bad news.
Oh.
Yeah, while this whole dumpster fire was going down on Facebook, something else was happening over on LinkedIn.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's like the universe tried to right the ship, at least a little.
So what happened on LinkedIn?
Well, remember how Julia had posted about, getting all that harassment from that Facebook group?
Yeah.
Well, people on LinkedIn, they just like rallied around her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was actually kind of amazing to see just this outpouring of support.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really restored my faith in humanity, People were condemning those attacks, defending her right to like share her experiences.
Right. Like she wasn't hurting anyone.
Exactly. And a lot of people were like really concerned about how this whole thing made the IT industry look.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to be associated with that kind of behavior?
Right. And it wasn't just like individuals. There were some companies that came out and said they wouldn't hire anyone from that Facebook group.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah. Like straight up said it, they were worried about creating a respectful workplace,
Good for them.
I know, right? It's like finally some accountability.
Right. But I mean, it's the internet, so I'm guessing it wasn't all sunshine and roses, right?
Yeah, you know how it is. There were definitely some people who came to the Facebook group's defense.
Really? Why?
Well, they were saying it was all just satire, Like people were just joking around and everyone was overreacting.
I don't know about that.
It's tough, right? Because where do you draw the line? When does humor cross over into something, well, harmful?
Right, and especially online, where it's so easy to misinterpret things.
Totally. But even if it was a joke, like some people were saying, it still kind of proves there's this toxic side to the tech world.
Yeah, makes sense.
And it sparked this whole debate about like what's acceptable even in the name of humor and what's just plain harassment.
Yeah, that's a conversation we definitely need to be having.
100%. It's not about censorship. It's about making sure everyone feels safe, Like respected. No one should have to deal with that kind of abuse.
Absolutely not. So, I guess what we learned today is be careful what you post online.
Right. It can come back to bite you.
Totally. But also, when you see something wrong, don't be afraid to speak up.
Exactly. Because your voice, it matters. You can make a difference.
Well said. This whole thing, it really shows you the power of the internet, for better or worse.
For sure. It can connect us, but it can also amplify the worst parts of
It's
ourselves.
a double-edged sword for sure.
No doubt about it.
But we started today talking about bringing your whole self to work.
Yeah.
And I think this deep dive really showed us what can happen when those lines get blurred online.
Definitely. We explored that wild ride with that LinkedIn post, talked about programmer humor gone wrong, online harassment, the importance of speaking up, and wow, what a lot to unpack.
That's the internet for you, I guess. Always keeping us on our toes.
It really is a wild, wild west out there.
No kidding. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. A huge thank you to you for joining me and to our listeners for tuning in.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Until next time, remember, think before you post, and don't be afraid to be an ally. Stay curious, everyone.